podcast coming for you.
No, I'm going to torment him next Monday. Come over, Rudu. Would you get it up?
Yeah, yay! Bro.
Go! BSBS. Pro League. The Lobby.
Welcome back to The Lobby. I'm Danny G. I'm back. Jonah Jupp sat next to me. You're back.
Owen, I'm so sorry about the last week.
You finally returned. I've missed you guys. Oh, it's been such a tough time learning to host, Danny. I'm so glad you're back.
I had vicious texts last week saying, where are you? Hurry up. Get here. And the lady was like, Owen's hosting. Lord help us.
Oh, no, it was fabulous. I thought you did a great job.
We did all right. We did all right, you know? And it's all thanks to my wonderful, wonderful co-casters, co-commentators, co-podcasters. What do you call them? Co-people?
Co-host?
That's the one. Co-host.
Co-persons.
Thank you, Lena.
Aww. Yeah, I tell you what.
Round of applause.
Well, no, I mean, the lobby happens every single week. We can't always... I mean, you guys especially have been so busy. So, you know, you've got to take a little bit of leave here and there when you can. Glad that we're all really like back together. But what's been happening?
So we finally passed the halfway point in the Pro League.
No, we haven't.
All together in Split 2. So Rocket League and League of Legends are now halfway through. So we just came off the back of week 4 of League of Legends at the start of this week. So we're now into the division play, which is effectively where there's two divisions of teams. So you've got your top end players and then your lower end players competing against people of their abilities. And we're starting to see some of the really cool storylines come through in terms of what teams we're looking to take it all, what teams are coming in with that fighting chance and the underdog stories. So that's been really, really fun. But we've also had more Rocket League action, and we're nearing our playoffs for the second main event of Rocket League as well.
And obviously we'll delve into that a lot more during today's episode. We're going to be talking, obviously, latest Pro League action. We've got highlights to hear as well. A roundup, obviously, because, like you say, League of Legends and Rocket League. But also, we've got a guest joining us this week, a voice that many may have heard before.
Indeed, indeed. There's one man who represented the BFPS Pro League this season for the first time. The League of Legends entrepreneur and expert... Middlecourt joins us now!
Yay! That was beautiful.
That was a lovely intro.
Entrepreneur and expert. I'm not sure quite how I've heard those titles, but I'll take it.
Look, Middlecourt, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of The Lobby. Obviously, we're going to be chatting to you a lot a little bit later on. Whilst you're here, though, and we're chatting through other bits, if you do want to chirp in, please do. But I've got to ask, because we've talked gamer tags quite a lot, nicknames usually as well, but what does your mother call you?
My mother calls me...
Don't say Middlecourt.
Jack when she's happy. Well, she does actually call me Middlecourt because it is actually my middle name.
No way. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Imagine your middle name being a Middlecourt.
Yeah, my middle name has the word middle in it. It feels a little bit sort of on the nose.
I like it because that way you don't forget.
Yeah, no. So I thought I might as well like have it be my name. And then like if I get interviewed or I do a podcast maybe for like some really cool people that run like a pro league or something, I could be like, when the little tag comes up, it's like Jack Middlecourt Davis, and I could just go, "Hehe, that's my name."
It's
the dumbest reason. The dumbest reason.
I've just been designing ever some doing pin anything. Badges for the BFBS esports team, right? And I've had to put like Jonah Ace Anvil Jupp, but like for you, just put your normal name.
Just put my name. Yeah. Easy. Yeah. Easy. Well, just have my driving license on the badge instead. Same thing.
I mean, now we know what your mother calls you, but what do you do?
So I am a caster. I am a content creator. I am a vessel filled with uninformed but fairly eloquent opinions. I exist in the space. I mold the space, and the space molds me.
Oh, and thank you for coming to Middlecourt's TED Talk.
Hello,
thank you
very much. How philosophical.
That was wonderful. Dalai Lama and you coming out then. Well, look, like I said, thanks for joining us. Please, like I said, feel free to chirp in at any point because we were chatting to you earlier and you've got the best laugh. Oh, my God. Right.
Do I?
Yes, you do. Fantastic. Let's get back to the BFBS Pro League then. Yes. I cannot believe, guys, that we are already halfway through. It's happened quite quick. I know you guys have put a lot of work into this.
Absolutely, yeah. And no, it's an 8-week competition series, of course, so there is when you start out, there's a lot of expectations of what you think is going to happen, and then quickly you realise that those expectations don't happen, because esports is full of surprises, and in the best possible ways as well. So just looking at League of Legends, for example, this week, I think there was a fourth seed team that was expected to get absolutely demolished by a second seed team. No, they won comfortably, 2-0. Easy peasy. It was unbelievable. So there's just so many crazy underdog stories. The Royal Navy from Rocket League as well have been able to push themselves to the upper bracket of playoffs, which they've never even made a playoffs before, ever. Yeah. So it's unbelievable.
Because we didn't even see them. Do you remember when they had the inter-services one in, I think, Sunderland a couple of years back, and we went to sort of do a recce, do like some fact-finding and everything. And the Navy couldn't actually compete in the end because they'd all had to like ship off. Quite literally, no pun.
Yeah.
Yes,
no pun intended.
They have the most difficult sort of adverse circumstances, I think, of the three services when it comes to just maintaining a team, because their deployment schedules are just so long and so difficult and arduous. And by the time they come back, well, then there's an established roster and they have to try and fit in, and there's all of these complications. But at the moment, well, they just came through the Swiss stage and they were third overall. And if we look back to the Pro League finals last year, they didn't even make a top eight. So, I mean, the fact that they're up there is unbelievable. It's the Royal Navy Krakens.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, good.
So there's
them.
One legacy name called Horizons who's really, you know, been in the scene for a long time now, maybe the best part of 3-4 leagues in inter-service Rocket League. And he's got some teammates which are just growing in ability so quickly. And now they're fighting for really contending a finals or a semi-finals even. Mm.
It's actually ridiculous, like, how was it 80% of the world's covered in water, and the law decided to disadvantage Royal Navy Esports by providing too much water for us to handle. So they are on the water at all times. Compared to the army, we're sat in our barracks being able to play games, whatever, and they have to ship out every 5 minutes.
Like, and the RAF in the hotel rooms, don't forget.
And the RAF in the Hilton, dependent on Wi-Fi. But yeah, I mean, the Navy, as we know, is the most deployed and the busiest service of all three, and for them to even be able to provide any team at any point is still a miracle to us, and we're just really appreciative that they're even able to participate in the Pro League, to be fair.
Yeah, so, absolutely. But obviously with League of Legends and Rocket League happening at the moment, which one would you guys say, if you know the figures off the top of your head, obviously, from, you know, seeing these happen each week, which one's more popular?
Oh, it's so tight.
Is it really?
So close. So I'll tell you what, so I update my little spreadsheet week in, week out to tally up the numbers, right? League of Legends.
Up.
Oh, don't you mock my spreadsheets. That's pure passion and energy into those.
Another good spreadsheet.
Oh. So League of Legends, I think we've got 83 unique signups for this week. So this is now week 4 of League of Legends. When we started, there was 79, so it is actually growing in numbers over time because teams are realising that they need to add substitutes.
Yeah.
So one of the teams is the Lions, which is the official British Army esports roster. And when they started, I was sort of laughing internally because I saw all of these teams come through. And League of Legends is a five-man team, right? So I'm thinking, okay, they'll add a couple of subs just to be safe. Lions, they've got 10. They've got two rosters worth of people. And this week, they had the audacity to come to me and say, can you add another sub for this week? We're not going to be able to do it. I was like, yeah, if you need one, sure. But you're now an 11-man roster. So I'm very glad that I was very loose with my substitute rules, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to play. Five main players and then six substitutes on top. So it's an 11-man team. It's like playing football, but imagine on your 11-man squad, you've actually just got 22 on the bench. Like, I mean,
That's quite good, right? If you had unlimited substitutions, you just bring a new player on every 10 minutes, fresh legs.
Oh, that'd be good fun.
Maybe the England coach or the England manager can take some tips.
Oh, no.
I had this really random YouTube video recommended to me yesterday, which is like, oh, Romanian player gets subbed off after 13 seconds, and it's just the ball gets kicked off. Ref blows the whistle and they just sub him on. I'm just thinking that's what we're going to do every single time.
Absolute carnage. Well, look, obviously, is it Discord where you've got a prize draw going on? Because obviously we want to get these numbers up, but you've got some sort of prize draw. What's happening?
We do. 1,000 Discord members, we will be giving away 500 great British pounds worth of Amazon vouchers, as well, or a console of your choice.
Ooh.
So, we are 871 members currently. So we are 129 members short of the target. But as soon as we hit that, then we will have people, we'll draw the giveaway. But only 266 people have actually entered the giveaway.
It's not as simple as just following, subscribing to
Discord. No, don't just join. You've got to click the button. It's a really hard task. You have to click a button. It's very,
well,
very hard.
Very taxing.
I do advertise it very regularly. But yeah. Make sure, if you are in our Discord, make sure you hit the participate button in our giveaways channel. Because, yeah, you've got a 1 in 266 chance of winning at the moment. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, let's face it. You know, this is the lobby, the BFBS Pro League. It's esports that we're promoting. But anybody listening to this who's interested in gaming, who maybe doesn't qualify to compete, can still join the Discord and can still enter, right? You don't
Even
have to be
Even if you're not
military.
Into gaming. I mean, we've got channels for things like cooking, for like football, game and web development. We've got tabletop games, trading card games, photography, reading, whatever your fancy is, just join our Discord. It's a home for everybody. And we actually have I was going to give a shout out actually to one of our Discord members, Ren. Ren has been out this week actually, taking a lot of photos at different military events. Awesome photography coming through in our pictures channel. And if you want to check those out, make sure you join our Discord as well. Some awesome talent within our community. And also, who knows, you might get invited to one of our events if you catch our eye. So yeah,
speaking of events, you got one coming up, right?
Yes.
What are you doing
Friday? We're going to Colchester Garrison. We are going for the 25th anniversary of the parachute, or 16 Aerosol Brigade, should I say, being based in Colchester.
Okay.
So they're unveiling a brand new statue, which has been presented by the British Army to the city of Colchester, basically to thank them for being so hospitable and putting up with the shenanigans that happen within Colchester.
Let's not go down that route.
But we're going to be there with our esports gear. We're going to bring the sim rig down. We've also got BFBS events attending, and also some guys from radio are going to be heading over as well. So we've got the full complement of BFBS heading over to Colchester on Friday. So if you are around, make sure you come and say hi, say you listen to the podcast, and we'll be really happy to see you.
Oh, perfect. But hang on, that's the future. Let's go slightly back in the past. So remind us again, we've got the two games currently in the BFBS Pro League. What days are they happening on each week?
Yeah, so League of Legends is every single Monday. So we've got four more weeks of League of Legends to come. And then for Rocket League, that's going on a Wednesday and every other Thursday as well. So there's a community qualifier. You go through that stage and you enter our main event, which is actually a two-week-long process in itself. So yeah, Wednesday and Thursday, keep your eyes out if you want to catch the Rocket League.
Obviously, we're recording this episode of The Lobby right now on a Wednesday, so we have yet for this week's Rocket League split. But what happened last week? What did we miss?
Oh, it's good. It was good. It was a really enjoyable Swiss stage. So Swiss stage, we've talked about briefly on other podcasts as well. It's basically where you play people with the same win record as yourself. And what ended up happening is the RAF, for the first time ever in one of these main events, was actually one of the weaker represented services. And I can't believe I'm saying that. The RAF Typhoons, the top dogs, Stelios, Cedric, Pierce, Envy, they really struggled. Cedric and Stelios were playing on mobile data inside of a shared accommodation bedroom at Cedric's place. And they sent me a video, and the setup was hilarious because you have Cedric literally playing on his bed with a plank of wood in front of him and a laptop screen. And you've got Stelios on his setup playing as well at the same time, just off mobile data. And they were really struggling, bless them. They squeezed through and qualified as the bottom end team for the RAF. Into playoffs, which is it's a miracle they got that far. But you've got British Army Esports, who are reigning at the top at the moment, and you've got the Royal Navy Krakens in third at the moment, coming into the playoffs, causing loads of upsets. So yeah, the storylines are really twisted.
Yeah, I like that we've got all three services represented there at the top. That's quite nice. But I'm so surprised about the RAF and Stelios.
I've also got a big bone to pick with Cedric, by the way. You know our accounting channel.
Oh. Oh,
he messed
no.
it up, didn't he?
What has he done?
Even Middlecott knows what you're talking about.
We got to 637, and Cedric decided to ruin it. He ruined it. He miscounted. He put the wrong number.
What did he put?
He put 638 instead of 637.
That's bad.
Shocking. But I will blame one of our other casters, it calls me TK, because he likes to do a lot of maths in this counting channel. So what he likes to do is divide and add numbers just to confuse people. So instead of just putting the next number, he'll do like whatever number it is times divided by 2 or times 2.
Yeah, because it actually calculates the output of the message.
Oh, so like if your number's 8, you could put 4 plus 4 and it's 8, so that would
and
count
would
as...
You
yeah,
the...
no, really. So, for example, so somebody saw that and was like, oh, they didn't count.
He put 1,274 divided by 2.
Oh, that's risky, that.
Yeah, that's just mean.
It just keeps throwing people off. But it's always the army that trips up on the maths there, so...
Why am I not surprised?
Well, but yeah. So Cedric ruined it, and now we're back to whatever 210 is times 2, which is 220.
Oh,
so,
you climbed back up pretty quick then.
Yeah, what maths? 200. What?
110 times 2.
210 times 2 is 220.
Did I say 210? 110 times 2.
He did say.
I mean, the army struggles with the maths.
I'm with you.
I said that. I said this struggle with the maths.
Oh, buddy.
Anyway, counting.
Right, okay, so there was a little bit of Rocket League, a little bit of the community as well. What about League of Legends? Do you want to talk about it, or should we let somebody else mention it before we hear some highlights?
Well, I think Middlecot is has had a bit of a trial by fire, should we say, coming into this league, because there's so many unfamiliar faces when you jump into a league for the very, very first time. And he's sort of got to know the community a little better and all the action and sort of have some expectations of what the teams are going to look like, how they're going to structure. So, yeah, Middlecot, what have you made of it all?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I mean, you haven't been particularly useful on the knowing what's going on. What happens is every single game day, Owen will jump in and go... Yeah, I reckon we're going to have a close series here, or nah, this one's going to be easy, and he's always wrong. No. So that's taken some getting used to. Yeah. But it's been really nice. Like myself and my co-caster Rudy, we came in like not really knowing the competition at all, and obviously it's the first sort of time that we're doing it, and it's nice over the weeks sort of starting to recognise the players and recognise like the way that the teams play. And I think there's actually some really good League of Legends that gets played, but it feels like every game has like at least 1 5-minute period where both teams decide to be a little bit silly and just do whatever the hell they want to.
Well, yeah, should we have a little listen to it?
We should.
That double stun there coming out from Nineball, beautifully paired with that stolen Curse of the Sad Mummy. And there are going to be tears from the Royal Navy Krakens after that team fight. 3 wiped out in an instant. You see the healing that the Kane has got. It doesn't look like it's going to be Conqueror enough at the stacked. Moment. But with the Conqueror stacked up, the Ignites drop down. Dom's low. He's alive. The flash away, the tower shot. Whoa. So close to a solo kill for the Red Kane. But it will not be. Quick save with a load of damage, but not too many kills just yet. Look at Light, though. He is completely untethered. A load of damage coming out there. He's been caught by the gold card, just caught between too many people at once. I think Dom might actually hate this Kane, though. Eats him up into his belly. Nom, nom, nom. Chews him down. And Vortexi is still only level 3. And Tom Kitch is a very, very silly champion. It's going to be difficult to hit the tongue lash for the heal because of those spiderlings. But he's got another shield coming up. Elise isn't going to get the job done. Dom in the 1v2 gets both and starts himself on out of there. Velocity is trying so damn hard to make this work, but they haven't been able to pick up a kill.
Get in there, Julian!
Julian Prada goes over the wall, gets one jump, gets two jumps, goes back. Now Mitai chases them down. Ruggers gets the ultimate before they're pushed away. It's an ace for the Real Humans. 22 kills to 10.
That might be the Max Verstappen quote. Nom, nom, nom.
In his belly, nom, nom, nom. I don't know whether it was that or the growl that we heard.
Oh, the visceral in the background. It was good. That was rude. We love rude.
Who's rude?
That's the Middlecot's co-cast who comes onto the stream.
He's just called Rude.
Rude Dude.
Rude Dude.
Is the full name.
Rihanna did a song about that.
I was going to say, he did. She
no,
did.
No.
She did.
Rude Boy. By any chance?
No, that's bad. That's bad.
Oh, I thought you'd like that. No? That was absolutely epic to listen to. I tell you what, I would choose that to listen to any day over watching something like, I mean, the World Cup, which I know I shouldn't bring up because we're all still a little bit sore about it. I could listen to that any day of the week. That is so much fun. And obviously, if you don't mind, Owen, are you casting next week for Rocket League?
Yeah, so I'll be doing the community qualifiers and the Swiss stage. So basically, whatever I can get my hands on whilst I'm trying to organise the tournament in the back end as well, I hop in.
Middlecott, I've got a challenge for you, if you don't mind. I want your help with something.
Oh, no.
We've been planning this for a couple of weeks. You can think about it if you want. Dear. Let us know at the end of this episode. But with Owen casting next week on Rocket League, and just hearing that growl and nom nom nom, can you give us two, maybe three things that we can challenge Owen to try and get into a casting session,
no.
please?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, no. On the day of recording, I do have a cast this evening. So it's going to be fresh.
I mean, do it today then,
Charlie XCX has just dropped a new album. So I'm wondering, like, how many, like, Charlie XCX lyrics or, like, song titles can you... Like, I don't watch a lot of Rocket League, but is there any play that you would describe as potentially brat? Like,
I reckon a bit of bumping and demoing.
A bit of 360.
What else?
Straight away. So we've got Brit, Von Dutch. What else can we do?
360. Apple.
I didn't realise you were quite the fan, Jonah.
Guess I've just Googled it.
I think I could see Jonah just looking
just
at
just scrolling his trackpad.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, look, Middlecott, we'll leave it with you and you can have the definitive two or three for us by the end, and you're welcome, Owen.
Yeah, thank you.
Dearie me.
Middlecott, I will have furious revenge, you see, as the secret producer in the background sometimes of the Pro League commentary stuff. I can, against your will, make you do different lines. How about that? And it's going to be Rocket League terminology. What if I get you to squeeze? If I get you to squeeze in flip reset, I reckon you'd have a heart attack. I'm not sure what you'd do with that. How about a musty flick?
Bot gang flip reset.
I don't think a musty flick. What is that?
Thank you, Middlecott. What is that?
So right. Where do I start?
It sounds like
where
a really.
I should be very transparent. I don't even have a real driving license, you know, let alone one for Rocket League. So I need basics.
Right.
Musty flick sounds like a great insult.
You musty flick.
Right. Right.
It's where you position the ball on the back of your car, and then during a flip, you fling the front of your car with lots of momentum to flick the ball up. So you're doing sort of like a backwards flick.
A little bit like, was it Beckham who went down and used
his leg?
It's really
strange.
A little bit like that. Yeah,
it's one of them.
Is that in the highway code?
No, it's actually. I remember that on my test back in the day. I failed three times.
Musty flick.
Can't musty flick.
Yeah, first of all, musty flicks on the bus lane. Then a musty flicks on a roundabout too early. Oh, then a musty flick the parking. Terrible.
Oh no.
How do I naturally now just go, hey Middlecott, how did you get into gaming? There's no natural transition into this part of the episode.
So we've heard how Owen got into driving. Middlecott.
Yes.
Yeah. I was watching this guy try to park his car and he made a wrong.
You should have seen my micro the first day into office.
Just,
that would have added up.
I don't
want
to go outside anymore. If this is what drivers are like, I'll stay inside. No, well, I sort of got into it by accident, really. And I think that's what a lot of casters find, is that you'll be around esports, around streaming, and it'll just be something they fall into. November 2020, lockdown, just started streaming like on my Twitch channel in my spare time, like playing like Jackbox and like party games and stuff like that. And then I happened to be playing a game of League of Legends with my friends, and I died very early on because I'm dreadful at the game. And I started like pretend like mock casting the rest of the team fight, and one of them went, oh, you're actually okay with that. And so I started doing it on my stream from time to time. Eventually reached out to some other places in the UK and got some roles doing casting a bit more like officially, and it's all just sort of snowballed from there.
And obviously, you know, casting is its own beast, I suppose, when you look at the world of esports. What were some of the things, you know, when obviously, you know, everyone has to start somewhere. What were some of the lessons that really stuck with you in terms of what makes a good caster?
So I think number one is be nice to people, but not in like you treat people well and that'll be fine. Obviously do that, but I think the going out of your way to be friendly and try and connect with people is so massive, because like when you are on air, you are constantly trying to connect with people. You're trying to connect with your co-cast, you're trying to connect with the audience, you're trying to connect with the stories that the players have got. So being able to sort of go and ask people for help, ask people for advice, play a few games with people outside of it, I think is so massive. And just actually throwing yourself into the whole world, because I've seen quite a few casters that will come in, do it a little bit, don't really make the friends, don't really find the community as much, and then they don't end up sticking with it. Whereas I think like that community and that connection is the big thing that pushes you forward.
Owen, will you remind me, a couple of weeks back we heard you casting, and you, if you remember, you had our producers behind the window over there in stitches and us, because it was a song you quoted. Do you remember what you did and what you said?
Oh, I can't remember. You've put me on the spot here. He was in two minds about should I stay or should I go. He should have gone. And that was it. And it was just the last man, just static in goal, unmoving. And I was just like, I can't, I don't want to take the mickey too much, but it's too good of a chance right now. It's too good.
And yeah. Remind us, was that something you'd written down, you had on the back burner, or just something that came to you in the moment?
I mean, for me, and I don't know about Middlecott as well, it is just all very spontaneous. And it is like fruit of the moment. You know, there's nothing you plan, because no matter what you put on paper, if you try and pre-plan a line, it's never going to sound as good as if you're just ripping out live.
I will just remember that for when you're reciting Charlie XCX later on today. So, Middlecott, that brings me on to you then in terms of casting. The favourite line from your own casting, and again for you, do you ever write anything down and think, you know, just again to have on the back burner, some of your favourite stuff you've ever come out with, even spontaneous?
To be honest, like, in terms of casting, I don't really like the big hype moments. Like, I go for them, but for me, what is so much more satisfying is if I can look back at a game and go, I actually told a story over the course of that game that fit really well, that emphasized the things that I wanted to emphasize. And of course, like, you can have the big moments, but like, I think I've done some like French ERL finals where I just remember getting the story right and getting the narrative right, and I think that was just the most satisfying thing for me.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that. Obviously, you know, listening to the highlights that I have recently, I'm like, oh god, these guys are so funny. And I'm sure, you know, as casters, you all are, like you say, in the moment when it's spontaneous and just comes out. But like, spotting puns and the connections and telling stories, I think that's really important and quite interesting actually.
Yeah, well, it just gives it a bit more character. I think that in a certain way, like when you have these big moments in games, everyone tends to sound a little bit the same. You get very loud, you've got the high-paced voice, and you've got a little bit of tone and a little bit of growl on there. But I think that in the downtime is really where it really build like the texture of the cast and the feel of it.
Yeah, nice. And I'm going to ask you this question. I think we probably should have pre-warned you about this one. But just curious, because we've obviously we've talked about the different roles within esports. We're talking about our current, you know, BFBS Pro League. But can you take us a little bit behind the scenes?
So I guess in terms of behind the scenes. So I remember when I first did a broadcast for the NLC, which was sort of the second tier in Europe. And just going into that, like the very first show that we did, I remember being so nervous and so like beside myself with worry that there were all these eyes on me and it was going to be very horrible and scary. But actually it was really nice. And as soon as I got on the air, I just got into my flow and started doing my job, and it turned out all right. There was another time, I think last year, where I was working on Leagues Disrupt, which was a sort of short-lived experiment, I guess, within the RLs, with Los Ratones coming in and all that sort of stuff. And basically, we were an hour and a half into a show and the computers had all broken. So our run of show document was completely useless, and we had a K-pop band that we'd flown in from Korea to perform at the event, and they needed to go back at a certain time. So it was really stressful, and I had all these people around me go, what do we do, what do we do, what do we do? And I was like, I had a little bit of a menti B, I'm going to be honest with you, as we all do from time to time. Sort of got myself together. I was like, right, do this, 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 this. And that was, I feel like, my best moment in esports, really, because I felt properly under pressure, felt properly like the eyes were on me, and I was just like, let's just do it. And it was really fun.
I love that. I think those are really strong answers. Any more ideas on what we can make our lovely Owen say in casting later on today?
See, I've kind of gone back on the Charlie XCX idea, because I feel like, I'm not going to lie, Owen, just from looking at you, you don't look very Charlie XCX. Like, I'm not imagining you in the club at 3 o'clock in the morning with heels on and like a neon green top. Like, that just doesn't strike me as you. Right. So I was thinking maybe we could like go like a classic and Lord of the Rings quotes.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
I feel like that just works so well. There are so many for every different situation, and I think you get some real appreciation off that as well.
Right, the first thing, because I'm like, taking the hobbit's eyes and go,
that was my first one.
I love how it's gone from Charlie XCX to Lord of the Rings, as if those are like the two wolves inside of you right there. That's wonderful.
Can you
I'll squeeze it in.
Can you even name three Lord of the Rings quotes?
So the thing is, I'd have to look it up, but once I know them, I know them.
Well, I mean, you called it. Are you happy to do that then, Owen?
Yeah.
Yeah, three Lord of the Rings
quotes.
You've got to bring them to the table, though.
It's going
to
be good.
You've got to bring them in at those highlights, okay? We want proof, we want evidence.
Okay, so for next week when we talk about the Rocket League highlights and it's just three Lord of the Rings quotes, okay? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to intentionally make them terrible so you get a nice bit of play-by-play, and then I'll just randomly read from a book and then carry on my speech as if nothing happened. Yeah.
Well, that's not... That's the sound good, Owen. I don't want you to sabotage your own cast for
No.
And on that note, Middlecott, thank you so much for joining us this week's episode of The Lobby. Before we let you go, actually, one final thing. We shouted it earlier. We ask everybody who joins us to join in, if it's possible, with The Lobby.
Lobby, yeah.
Is that all right with you?
The Lobby!
Yeah, oh, that was perfect.
Such a natural.
Yeah.
One more time.
Should we try? Yeah, let's do it on three, and we'll try and see if we can get this all right.
3, 2, 1, The Lobby!
Hey! That is smooth as silk.
That was beautiful. Middlecott, thanks again. Danny G, Jonah Jupp, Owen Williams, we will be back with you next week on The Lobby. Find us on Discord, enter into that prize draw, and please do follow the podcast. We'll catch you next week. Go!